going back, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada was established in 2008 by then Prime Minister Harper. During his term, it ran until 2015. The report was released in June 2015. It made 94 calls to action and encouraged all levels of government, which includes ours, to work together to advance reconciliation. Oxford Dictionary says reconciliation means the restoration of friendly relations and the action of making one view or belief compatible with another. And I think both of those are pretty appropriate here. A couple of weeks ago, our county, Grey County, took a big step in settling the county's participation or involvement as a defendant in a long-standing land claim by returning lands to the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. For this area, that was record-setting. It may not be record-setting right across the country, but it is a big step in the right direction. Naming a bridge in our community to recognize the history of our place and the people who have lived here is a small step to advance reconciliation in comparison, but still symbolic. Symbolic in that we're rebuilding a bridge. We're rebuilding a bridge to connect people from one side to another. As most of you know, I'm pretty proud of One Sounder. I'm a proud Canadian, and I think we all are. We all know where we were, and we all remember that goal by Paul Henderson or Sidney Crosby. We all know how we felt when we saw that mechanical arm away out there in space with Canada and the flag written down the side. Or astronaut Hatfield, or Kenneth Taylor in the Iran hostage crisis a number of years ago. Or a stage play that's ongoing in Toronto to celebrate with pride, Gander, Newfoundland on September 11, 2001. These are all things that make us proud as a Canadian. But I'm especially proud of the place I was born and raised and where I've chosen to return to and where I want to live. I'm proud and often boast of the people of this place, of Owen Sound and Grey County and their accomplishments. We all know the names, we all know the stories. Nellie Mooney McClung, Agnes McPhail, Norman Bethune, Billy Bishop, Rita Colburn, Tom Thompson, Hap Day, Olympians Larissa Yerku and Jason Crone, Keenan Brothers KB Toothpicks, who hasn't bragged around the world about that one? Russell Brothers Made of the Mist, which was made here. The little boats in the Abitibi in the back of the $1 bill, for those of us that remember it, also made at Russell Brothers. Kennedy's making the ship propellers during war years, of course, the Prohibition, the bootleggers. The shipping that went through this community, all the people that moved out west came through on sound, and this is all an important part of history. I just stop and note that Agnes McPhail and Norman Bethune were in grade 12 together at OSCBI, and Billy Bishop was in grade 9 the same year, and you wonder who the teacher was that told them they could do anything. It's pretty phenomenal. So as an Owen Sounder, I'm very proud of these people and the differences they have made in our country and around the world. They represent the best of us being the people from this place. They left a legacy for all of us to learn from. I'm very proud of our history of Underground Railway, and I wouldn't have known that growing up. I probably wouldn't have known it except for Peter Lemon pushing and bringing the festival to light and making us recognize it throughout the community. We didn't learn many of those stories in school. Black settlers began settling in what is now Grey County 200 years ago this year in 1820. We didn't recognize that enough, but it's pretty phenomenal. It's close to 20 years before the Queen's surveyors started to come through and measure up the lands. The original town crier, Daddy Hall, a slave, lived to be something like 113 years of age. Apparently a cousin of Tecumseh's and fought in the War of 1812 next to Tecumseh. A lot of the black people, settlers, that ended up coming to Durham Road came because they were supporters I'm going totally sideways here, but anyway, because they were, I'm proud of this history, because they were supporters of the Empire Loyalists, or else they fought with the British in the War of 1812. That's why they were given that land. That's why a lot of them were here, and a lot of them escaped because of slavery. Daddy Hall, of course, is buried in our cemetery as are three Victoria Cross winners, Bishop, Holmes, and Curry. The only cemetery in the world that has three Victoria Cross recipients to be buried there. I think that's something we can be proud of. So with all this history that I'm proud of, I got to stop and ask myself why. I'm not related to any of these people. I had no input in their success. I didn't train them. I didn't coach them. I didn't do anything. They lived here long before I got here. In many ways, that makes them they, them, those people. It really doesn't make them us or we, for us that are sitting here at this table in this era. My only connection to their history is through the place we call home, Owen Sound. They're all once one of us from this place we are proud of. All of that leaves me wondering what history of the people of this place I don't know. What vast culture and history of the people of this place can we learn if we reach out to the peoples of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation? That for me is important. I know of a story, and I think I've shared it with at least with Brian, if not others. There's a book put out called The Indian Chief that you can find on Google Books for free, written by a guy named Van Thuysen, who was a lawyer first and then publisher of the newspaper, I think, and his brother was the minister at a church. There were 15 people that signed a letter that went to Queen Victoria in like 1860s, 1870s, protesting the way the Nawash were being treated here in Owen Sound. Out of those 15 names that went, there were only four that were chiefs from the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. The rest were all white folk like you and I. Van Dusens, there were lawyers, there were ministers, there were publishers, there were business operators. At that time, it wasn't us and them, it was we and us. It was a community that came together. Somewhere we've lost that. So in a step to advance reconciliation on a local scale, an attempt to open the door to more learning and better understanding of all the peoples of this place, all the history that's gone on before us, that's why I moved that recommendation, why I feel so strongly that it's the right thing to do. A chance to cross a bridge, a new bridge, to renew a relationship that we used to have. So I support the naming of Gitche Namewikwadong, I'm getting better at it, bridge.